مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كله.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. My dear viewers of Madan channel, welcome back to this program in which I shall be speaking about the blessed life of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah azza wa jal, each and every single day we begin by listening to a virtue of sending salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It has been stated that that individual who recites the Rushdi 100 times, then it shall be written between his forehead. This person, he is free from hypocrisy, he is free from the fire of hell, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shall grant him a place next to the Shuhada on the Day of Judgment, my dear viewers of Madani Channel. Undoubtedly, there are many virtues, and this itself should suffice, my dear viewers, on its own. That person who recites only 100 Durood Sharif, he shall be granted so many benefits, so many blessings, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. Sallu alal Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. The life of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam, my dear viewers. Recently and previously we have spoken about the migration of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He has now arrived at Quba, where he stayed at the house of an individual by the name of Kulthum ibn Hidam. And it's mentioned, in fact, just to point out, that Kulthum ibn Hidam was possibly the most eldest, my dear viewers. And it said that very soon after the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had the migration took place, after the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam then moved to Al-Madinatul Munawwara, he passed away. Another person who has passed away is Mut'im ibn Adi. And this is beautiful, my dear viewers, in that nobody would grant Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asylum. After Abu Talib had passed away, then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to Ta'if, and then upon his return to Al-Makkah al-Mukarramah, he required asylum. He required somebody to give Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam their protection. Otherwise, many people wished to kill Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he asked people, people rejected him. Suhail ibn Amr himself, who later becomes a Muslim, he rejected Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked the Banu Nawfal, Mut'im ibn Adi, then Mut'im ibn Adi himself, along with his own children, along with his own people, went and protected Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they gave him asylum. But, and subhanallah, this is all the wish of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam migrates, Mut'im ibn Adi, very soon after, not during the exact time of migration itself, but very soon after, my dear viewers, he dies, possibly within the next year, which shows the perfect timing of the hijrah. This is all the plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because if the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was to remain in Al-Makkah al-Mukarramah, then the people, they would be able to attack him. He would not be under anybody's protection. But this was the time now, Mut'im ibn Adi was to die. This was the time for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to travel and to leave Makkah al-Mukarramah and to travel to Al-Madinah al-Munawwara. Previously, we also heard that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "You know, if I was an exile, I would have never left. You are the most, you know, most greatest of lands, most beloved of lands to me." But when he comes to Al-Madinah al-Munawwara, you see, some of the scholars, they say that this proves Al-Makkah al-Mukarramah, that Makkah al-Mukarramah is better than Al-Madinah al-Munawwara. But the scholars, what they say as to this, in that at this time Al-Madinah al-Munawwara, or which was known at that time as Yathrib, it didn't have any brilliance to it. But when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam goes there, that's when that place which was known as Yathrib turns to be known as Al-Madinah Al-Munawwara, and that becomes even greater later and even more beloved to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam even than Makkah Al-Mukarramah itself. And so today, continuing where we left off, in that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spent some time in Quba, which is, you could say, just outside Al-Madinah Al-Munawwara. In this day and age it is, or in these days, it is part of and within Al-Madinah Al-Munawwara. Those who go and travel on the Umrah would be able to visit this. Now, whilst Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in Quba, there's somebody else that also joined him. This was none other than Hazrat Ali Al-Murtada karamallahu wajhahu kareem. Yes, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him to remain behind, he said that Hazrat Ali remained there for 3 days. And then Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu left. And Hazrat Ali would take the normal path. And it's actually said that Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu, it took him 3 days to arrive. 3 days to travel between Makkah al-Mukarramah and Al-Madinah al-Munawwara, Madi views of Madinah channel. So then Hazrat Ali met them very quickly in Quba. But there are some people who remained behind. Who are them? Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, Hazrat Asma radiallahu ta'ala anha, and also Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abi Bakr. These individuals have not yet joined the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Al-Madinah al-Munawwara. So now Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is coming towards Al-Madinah al-Munawwara. On the way, as we mentioned, he performed the Jum'ah prayer 500 during his lifetime, Madi viewers, and this was the first of those approximate 500 Jum'ah prayers. And then he enters the main part of Al-Madinah al-Munawwara. People came to welcome him at Quba, and now people are also, everybody's out to welcome Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Al-Madinah al-Munawwara. Now there's something which we've all heard, and it's very, very famous, that when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to Al-Madinah al-Munawwara, that the children came out, and even the, you know, the young children were banging the duff, the one-sided drum, Madi viewers, and they were welcoming Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, reciting the Tala'a al-Badru alayna min saniyat al-wada, wajab al-shukru alayna ma da'a lillahi da. Now, in regards to this, firstly, I shall explain what does it mean by Tala'a al-Badru alayna. Tala'a means has risen above us. Tala'a al-Badru alayna, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you know, describing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as being as beautiful as the moon itself. You know, the moon has risen upon us. Min saniyat al-wada'. This is the important thing. From the valley, my dear viewers, this is known as saniyat al-wada'. This valley, from the valley of Wada'. Now this is the important part. Just hold on to this and we shall come back to this. So tala' al-badru alayna, that this moon has risen above us. Min saniyat al-wada'. From the place of Saniyat Wada'. Wajab al-shukru alayna. It is necessary that we be thankful. We must thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the coming of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ma da'a lillahi da'a. As long as the caller continues to call, the one who calls, the one who invites towards Islam, as long as he continues to call, we must continuously be thankful. Ayyuhal mab'uthu fina. Jitta bil amr al mata'. O you who was sent towards us, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jitta, you came bil amr al mata'. With such a religion, with such words, with such a Quran, with such a sunnah, which must be acted upon. The ahkam, the rulings which you came with, the laws which you came in, are such laws that there are such laws which are deserving. And we are required to act upon these laws. Jitta sharraft al-Madinah. Allahu Akbar. This place was known as Yathrib. This city was known as Yathrib. But now it has changed. Jitta sharraft al-Madinah. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when you came to the city, this is no longer Yathrib. This is now, you have ennobled this city. You have beautified this city. You have brought blessings to the city. It is now Al-Madina. It is now the city. It's no ordinary city. Medina means a city. You could say Medina to Baghdad, the city of Baghdad. Medina to Mecca, the city of Mecca, my dear viewers. You could say, for those that are in Bradford, you could say Medina to Bradford, the city of Bradford. Medina just means a city. But now this city, which was known as Yathrib, became known as Al-Madina. It's no ordinary city, it is the city. If you say the city, everybody across the world knows which city we are talking about. This is how great this city has become, my dear viewers. That before, you know, you required a name, Makkah al-Mukarramah, subhanAllah. You're going to say Makkah, everybody, people say Mecca. Everybody knows about Makkah al-Mukarramah. Everybody knows about it. But now this place, you don't even need to give it a name. Al-Madina is what it is. This is the city. And this is what Al-Madina means, my dear viewers. This is what Al-Madina means. Al-Madina al-Munawwara. The illuminating, Al-Munawwara means illuminated. The illuminating city, my dear viewers. The enlightened city. Why? Jitta sharrafta al-Madina. Ya Rasulullah, you came and you ennobled, you brought greatness, you brought brilliance to this city, subhanAllah, this city of Al-Madinatul Manawwara. Marhaban, ya khayra da'a. Marhaba, welcome to you, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is the greatest of all callers, who is the greatest of mankind. Now, there's something to mention about this, which is, subhanAllah, it has been mentioned, Imam Zarqani rahimahullahu ta'ala, in his Sharh of Mawahib al-Ladani. In fact, even in Al-Mawahib al-Ladani itself, he mentions this. Imam Qasqalani, he mentions this. Qala Shaykh al-Islam al-Wali ibn al-Iraqi. Shaykh al-Islam Wali ibn al-Iraqi, he states, وَهَذَا كُلُّهُ مَرْدُودٌ فَفِي صَحِيحِ الْبُخَارِي وَسُنَنِ ibn Abi Dawood, in Tirmizi Sharif also, عن Sa'ib ibn Yazid. He states that this event did not take place at this time. That this is misunderstood by the people. Yes, this is true. It was recited, Tala' al-Badru alayna min saniyat al-Wada'. But he says it didn't happen at this time. It didn't happen at this time. Why? What proof does he give? He gives the hadith sharif, which is mentioned in many books, Sahih al-Bukhari, Sunan Abi Dawud, Jami' al-Tirmizi, that when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came from Tabuk, min Tabuk, kharaj al-nas yatalaqoonahu min saniyat al-wada. He says that later, during the lifetime of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had returned from the battle of Tabuk, then people came out to meet Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at saniyat al-wada, the valley of wada. So this is important, we understand what this valley was. This valley, that's what wada means. Wada literally means to bid farewell. This is what it means. It means to bid farewell. Say, al-wida'a means farewell, my dear viewers. Goodbye. So whenever somebody would be leaving the city, they would bid them farewell. They would say goodbye. Whenever they would be coming, they would welcome them. But which side of the city? Saniyatul wada' is at the northern side of the city, my dear viewers. It is at the northern side of the city. Makkatul Makarrama is at the southern side of the city. It is south. Medina Sharif is north of Makkah Sharif, which means Makkah Sharif is south to Medina Sharif. And this Saniyatul Wada' is not on the southern border of Al-Madinatul Munawwara, but it's on the northern border. And from the ahadith, it has been shown that Saniyatul Wada' people came, and this was also recited at the time of Tabuk, Madhavi was. When the Prophet ﷺ came back after going towards the Roman Empire, just before the border of Jordan, this is where Tabuk was, this is where Tabuk took place. So the Prophet ﷺ, if he returned at the northern border, then he says, from this we learn that Saniyatul Wada' is at the northern side. They couldn't have invited Rasulullah ﷺ at the southern side. So this is what some scholars state. Other scholars state that when Rasulullah ﷺ did come in, then Yes, he obviously came at the southern side, Madinah he was, but later he traveled around Al-Madinah Al-Munawwarah. So it's possible that he also came towards Thaniyat Al-Wada', and this is why the people and the young children welcomed him by reciting this Thaniyat Al, or this poetry, these verses of poetry, Madinah was of Madinah Chalam. Now, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to Al-Madinah Al-Munawwarah, everybody was excited. Everyone was excited. Some people have stated, for example, it's been mentioned by Ibn Abi Khaysama and Ad-Darmi that Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he states that Shahidtu yawma dukhulin Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Al-Madinah, that I witnessed when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to Al-Madinah Al-Munawwarah. Falam ara yawman, he says, I never witnessed any such day which was even more beautiful than the day which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had entered Al-Madinah Al-Munawwarah. Another states that it was such, Hazrat Anas ibn Malik radhiyallahu ta'ala an, that when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam entered, adaa minha kullu shay, that everything became enlightened. Just Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam entering that city, it illuminated everything within the city, Madinah of Madinah. This was one of the beauties of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Subhanallah, just imagine the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam entering Al Madinah Al Munawwarah, and then when he comes on his blessed camel, Subhanallah, even this camel becomes blessed, Madinah was. And there's a different narration as to which camel this is. As I mentioned previously, some state that it was the camel Qaswa. And whilst he comes into Al-Madinah Al-Munawwarah, and everybody is wishing for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to stay with him. Remember, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he did not have a house. In Al-Madinah Al-Munawwarah, he did not have a house. And in fact, something which has just come to mind, when the Muslims had left, whatever they left in Makkah al-Mukarramah, those things no longer belong to them. There are two groups of people, my dear viewers. There are those known as the Muhajirun, and then some who are known as the Ansar. The Muhajirun are those people who traveled, who did Hijrah, Muhajir, the person who did Hijrah, Hajrah, that they traveled from Makkah al-Mukarramah to Al-Madinah al-Munawwarah. They performed the migration. So they are known as Muhajirun, the migrants, those people who migrated. And the Ansar comes from the meaning the helpers, those who help, meaning those who already lived in Al-Madinah Al-Munawwarah, and they welcomed the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they welcomed the Muhajirun, they welcomed the companions in Al-Madinah Al-Munawwarah, they helped them, they are known as the Ansar. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he was coming towards Al-Madinah Al-Munawwarah, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not apparently have his own home. And I'm going to explain this, because there was a home which I have spoken about a few episodes behind. Previously, quite a few episodes previously, my dear viewers, I spoke about the story of the King Tubba' Al-Awwal. He about whom Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam states, do not say anything about Tubba'. فَإِنَّهُ أَسْلَمَ, for indeed he had accepted Islam. 1,000 years before Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Tubba, this king, had accepted Islam. Madhavi was of Madinah. How he sent this note and this entire story, you can see in one of the previous episodes. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not apparently have a place to stay. So when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam comes to Al-Madinah Al-Munawwarah, the people are all calling out Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that Ya Rasulullah, some ayyura taking hold of the camel that come towards my house. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, da'uha, that leave the camel, fa'innaha ma'mura, for indeed the camel has been ordered. Meaning, wherever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shall wish, that's where we shall be staying. So the camel has been ordered by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The camel walks, gradually, slowly walking, coming to one place. We've all heard the story. And then the camel comes towards a place, my dear viewers, and then it sits down. Now, this place where it remains is where the Masjid al-Nabawi, the Masjid of the Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is to be built. And we'll speak a little more about the masjid very soon, inshallah. So this is where the masjid of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is built. And then again the camel stands and goes to another place and goes to a house where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam shall be remaining temporarily, shall be staying temporarily. And this is the house of Abu Ayyub al-Ansari radiallahu ta'ala anhu. My reviewers of Madin Shal Saldi, this is where we are going to leave the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam today. But don't worry, inshallah, in our next episode, we will continue with life in Al-Madinah Al-Munawwara, on especially, you know, how the Ansar welcomed the Muhajirun and the building of the new masjid being the Masjid Nabawi Sharif, which is the first fully built masjid, inshallah, which we shall come to know. That's all for now. Please do make it a regular habit of yours to try to read about the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wasallam. And more importantly, if you cannot read, my dear viewers, then at least try to watch the episodes from beginning to end, inshallah. That's all for now. We shall be returning for the next episode very soon, inshallah. Sallu alal habib صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم.
مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا. مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا وعلى